From the Ag Information Network, this is today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, is the state of Washington currently experiencing a serious drought? University of Washington Atmospheric Sciences Professor Cliff Mass says that seems to be what a recent Seattle Times story is suggesting.
Basically, some outside folks with a certain viewpoint are giving money to the Seattle Times to write certain types of stories. And they're all under this climate lab imprimatur. And so that's why it's happening. I mean, it was bad enough before, but it's way worse because they're just writing one story after the other like this.
Stories like this, Mass says, are really misleading.
The more you know, the more you realize what they're doing. And having that picture of Rattlesnake Lake, which is completely human-controlled, and those are old-growth trees. And I mean, it was just so deceptive on purpose. You know, it just bothered me.
So are we in a serious drought?
The precipitation is pretty close to normal for most stations in the region. So, I mean, to me, the most important aspect of drought is whether stuff falling out of the sky is normal. And it is. So there's no doubt about that. I put on my blog, you know, several plots of precipitation at major locations. So no, there's no drought.
Tune in tomorrow for more on Mass's take on the article's suggestion that last year's cherry crop was hurt by drought. And check out Cliff's weather blog at cliffmass.blogspot.com.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.